everyone. I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's going to be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New season premieres tonight at 9. Only on Lifetime.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, are both with me. We're going to kick things off with Love, Megan. Now, this is the second time we've talked about this today. Sinead Ryan and Niamh O'Reilly were with me earlier, both of whom I think were added and with The Guardian, toe-curlingly unlovable. Serena, what did you think?
I really want to like this. I don't want to jump on the pylon that happens anytime Meghan does something.
No, I know, but do it.
Right?
I know you don't want to do it, but do it.
No, so I did. I went into this going, I'm going in with an open mind. Oh my gosh, 2 minutes in, I'm just like, this is absolutely. Do you know when it was terrible? From the minute it opened and she's at her, she keeps bees. She has a beekeeper that helps her. And when she uttered the line, I'm paraphrasing now, but she said something like, I like to keep the bees because I'm scared of them. And it reminds me, she does her bee's voice, so she talks like this and says, it reminds me to do what scares you. And I went, no, you're making that correlation from keeping bees. And I was like, this is just going to get worse. I have to admit, I only watched 2 episodes, first, second, and the last. And that was a struggle.
John?
It was amazing. I thought it was a really clever deconstruction of the hermeneutics of the trad wife. No, I go along with every. I'm just baffled by it. I really was. And I watched it with my wife just to make sure.
What did she think?
She was equally baffled. Like, what baffles, I'll stop saying baffled now, but what I really don't get is these are people, she is, and I'm no hater, I mean, whatever, but she is a person who has managed what she's done since very carefully and surrounded by people who advise her. How anybody thought this was a good idea. It's like just a really bad cookery show.
Yeah.
But then, like when you do a cookery show, or because there's also crafting, do not forget the crafting.
Yes, and how hosting.
And tablescaping.
Yeah, and how to make Epsom salt. Like how to get something from a jar and put it into a plastic bag and put a little note on it.
Yeah.
It's the trad wife thing. The gushing. The sheer gushing from everyone going, oh, Megan, you're great. And then she's like, isn't this amazing? It's also amazing. I'm like, no, it's not amazing. This kid's party that you've just organised? No kid would want to attend that party. And
Serena,
no kid would
tell
want to...
the people at home what sweet treat she put in the kids' party bags.
Well, see, she put in these cute, tiny, tiny little gardening tools. She thought the kids might really love that and appreciate it. A compostable cup, and she thought the parents could supply the dirt, but she put some seeds so they could grow something together. I have to say it was a garden-themed party. And then she went, I can't leave it out. Like, there needs to be a sweet treat in there. And I went, yes, finally, a bag of jellies, maybe a Dairy Milk.
Yeah.
Stick of honey.
Stick of honey.
I didn't even know you could get a stick of honey.
Yeah, no, I'm partial to a stick of honey, but I'm not a 12-year-old at a kid's birthday party.
I know
12-year-old Kieran would have done with that stick of honey.
This is 4-year-old Kieran, though. Can you imagine 4-year-old Kieran?
Stop. Even more irate would have been 4-year-old Kieran.
You know that idea that, like, I know they're not part of the royal family anymore, but they still have royal connections, and there is such disdain among certain quarters for the royal family.
Yeah.
Like, you would have thought, I don't know, she would have made... I don't know, burritos. I'm just trying. It's so uncool.
Burritos.
And of the people. Yeah, if I'd make burritos to show him with the people. But it just made no sense whatsoever. Do you remember 2 years ago, there was the Michael Flatley movie, Blackbird? And
yeah.
It was so bad that people were talking about you'd almost have like drinking games every time he showed up in a new hat. I could see there being almost like a bad eating game watching this. Every time she sprinkles flowers, you eat a Yorkie or something. Like, it's atrocious.
Yeah. Like, there is a pylon and there's things like, yeah. No matter what Meghan Markle does, if she cured cancer tomorrow, people would give out about it because it was her that did it. But I just think she needs to just give people what they actually want, which is her real life, as opposed to this fake kitchen, yeah. Which is somebody else's and fake gardens and fake beehives.
Well, that is her garden and that okay. Was her beehive.
But just give us the rest of it.
Yeah.
Just give us the Kardashians, well, but it's the Sussexes.
But do you know what? She is trying to be a bit of both. Meghan, you're either one or the other. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, when you have the credit, and again, I don't dislike her, but she's not doing herself any favours when it says executive producer. It's like, brilliant, you're involved in this. Mm. Meghan, comma, Duchess of Sussex. If you are so not wanting to be a part of the royal family, step away.
And you let that Republican out in you, Serena. That's what I like. That's what I like. Anyway, I think thumbs down. We're all at it with The Guardian and they're toe-curlingly unlovable. So, John, you have seen Marching Powder with Danny Dyer.
Indeed, I have.
You have spoken to Danny Dyer.
Indeed, I have. It'll be on this week's Screen Time. He was a fascinating guy, I have to say.
Yeah.
And really interesting guy. But this is Danny Dyer, in a way, doing Danny Dyer grown up. So this is, it's not a sequel, they're really keen to point that out, but it's of the world of Football Factory. So he plays an ageing football hooligan, is probably the best way of putting it. Enjoys going to the match on a Saturday, getting into a bit of it, as in having a row, and enjoys his drugs. But he also has a kid now. He has a wife, a long-suffering wife, who I don't know how she hasn't left him. And he's attempting to do the right thing and not take drugs and not go to the pub every night. And it's really a story about that. If you kind of grew up with Danny Dyer, I think you really like this because it's him and the character who he is trying to grow up and be a responsible adult. And there's lots of Dyerisms in it. And he's doing all sorts of things he shouldn't be doing, like falling asleep in Portaloos after taking lots of drugs and stuff like that, but also trying to do the right thing. Very entertaining, I thought.
All right. In cinemas?
Yes, from tomorrow.
All right. It is called Marching Powder with Danny Dyer, and he is going to be on Screen Time this weekend with John. Fear. It's on Prime Video. Serena, what is it?
Yeah, a lot of people excited about this because Martin Compton from Line of Duty stars in this. He and his family are moving from London. They're moving back to Glasgow to start a new life. They're all very excited. They move into this like most gorgeous house, but they've bought the house but haven't bought the like little apartment downstairs, and in that apartment downstairs lives a guy who ends up stalking them and ends up ruining their lives, ends up accusing them of the most horrible crimes. And when they talk fear, I watched at the start going, oh gosh, are we going to see these acts happening? No, it's they're in fear, living in fear of him because he's spreading malicious rumours about them, actually not even spreading them, just going straight to the cops. This sounds like a really good idea for a show. It's only 3 episodes long. It's 60 minutes an episode. Doesn't really work. I felt like I didn't really get any payoff in the end. It feels like it is based on a book, and apparently everyone loved the book and it was page turning, but it just feels like at the end, The ending made no sense. It came, and I know it's all about twists and stuff, but it came out of nowhere. And I just, look, we can't fault the acting. The acting's perfect. I think this was probably better served as a 90-minute film, and I just, yeah, it just didn't do it for me, really. The end is a bit farcical. But this, I was reading the reviews going, like you did with Love, Meghan, is it just me? And the reviews did range from, oh, my God, amazing. I think The Guardian did give it 4 stars. But Radio Times gave it like a 2.
Right.
So it's not great. It's not worth
the Guardian are never wrong, though. So
it is just me.
I read it every day and it's great.
Fear. It is on Prime Video. There's 3 episodes, 55 minutes long. John, your last recommendation is on Netflix?
Yeah, Toxic Town, a new series which I think launched late last week or maybe even earlier this week. Doesn't matter. It's there now. 4 episodes long. This is vaguely, I suppose, in the vein of something like Mr. Bates versus the Post Office,
okay.
That idea of a community fighting back. This is a true story. A place called Corby in Northamptonshire. There was a steelworks, and when they dug it up, there clearly seemed to be something in the air, let's say, that caused a lot of kids to have birth defects. A group of the mothers, including Jodie Whittaker, get together and basically fight the man and the red tape. It's based on a true story. I found this pretty affecting. Now, occasionally it's maybe a bit cheesy, but I think that's fine. And it kind of has a vibe of, like, not the full Monty, right? There's nothing to do with that. But that idea of, like, deindustrialized northern English towns where everyone's on their knees.
Oh,
and
yeah, okay.
They're fighting back. Sorry, the full Monty. That's the analogy I was trying to make. It has nothing to do with that. The performances
are
great. Social
context rather than the stripping.
Very much so. There is no stripping in this, as far as I could tell. But it's a really good watch. Occasionally a little bit cheesy, but I think that's okay. But it's 4 stars for me. And the kind of dealing with children who are born a little differently, I thought they handled that brilliantly, and it was very emotional at times.
And can we just give a big up? You mentioned Jodie.
Well?
Yeah, you mentioned Jodie Whittaker, Amy Lou Wood, whom have known from Sex Education. Yeah. She's also in The White Lotus at the moment. Mm. She's amazing in this. Like, she's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
All right. So it is on Netflix. Toxic Town, four episodes available now. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey everyone, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's going to be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New season premieres tonight at 9, only on Lifetime.